A listener, Carl Daly, posed the question to us from our Only in New Hampshire series, why does Portsmouth shut down at 9 p.m.?
It's 9 p.m. That's a little bit harsh. It doesn't shut down at 9.
Okay. It doesn't shut down at 9, but, I mean, you know, we're walking Concord at 9, and it's...
We just saw two people.
We did see two people.
I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth from NHPR. Your questions answered, your state explored. Jimmy, why did you jump on this question?
So as you know, I'm a recent transplant to the state. Moving from a large city, I was very incorporated into the nightlife. And the adjustment has been seriously tough for me. And you may have heard me being a little critical of our options.
You critical of New Hampshire nightlife? No.
I really related to Carl's question because from my point of view, New Hampshire's nightlife is just pretty sleepy.
Let's admit, though, Carl's question is a little exaggerated. Why does Portsmouth seem to shut down at 9 p.m.? How'd you go about answering the question?
Right. Well, the first thing I did is I reached out to our executive producer, Taylor Quimby, who is not as city as I am.
No. 9 p.m. sounds pretty good to me in terms of bedtime.
And we went to Portsmouth the Friday night before the 4th of July. There were events going on. It was raining. But we had the goal of staying out as late as possible and testing my skepticism about New Hampshire's nightlife.
Well, I'm not going to say that's a real scientific test, but good challenge.
Right. And we invited Carl, the listener, out with us to join us as well.
So he's the guy who asked the question.
He's the guy that asked the question.
Well, let's hear it.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Jimmy.
Taylor.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You too.
Good to meet you.
It was 7:30 and pouring rain outside when we met with Carl and his wife, Sarah Moranti, at their favorite spot in Portsmouth,
the Rusty Hammer.
This is one of the few remaining, like, old places that hasn't been turned into a Starbucks analog.
So Carl grew up in a college town, and then he went to college in another college town.
So he's all about a proper late-night scene. And that's why when he and Sarah moved here a year ago, it was a bit of a culture shock.
Well, I was working second shift when we moved here, so I would get off work at like 12. Can't even eat food if we're hungry. Can't even grocery shop. Can't do anything. And, you know, since we're new to the area, we want to like meet people, like go out for drinks, and bars would be closed by the time we got down here.
And this is why we came out here, to stay out all night and get a sense of Portsmouth's nightlife. And maybe have some fun.
But like a public radio amount of appropriate fun.
Wait, is it beer before liquor and you've never been sicker?
Just don't drink too much, I think.
We started the night off with a little bar talk.
Talking about sports, craft beer, and old school cartoons.
Speedy Gonzales, you can't even Speedy play Gonzales. That on TV anymore.
It's your call. And then Sarah says that Portsmouth is a lot of folks' dream retirement spot. But what about young people and young families?
They have a different set of wants and needs when it comes to community.
Like a 24-hour diner, maybe? Like a place for food?
Bar with a, you know, good jukebox and, you know, pool table, something like that.
There is a place where there is music almost every night.
Like live music?
Yeah.
Taylor had a suggestion for our next stop in the night, a two-story bar with an Irish sort of vibe called the Press Room.
We have not been in there, but we've been told to go.
I think there's live music.
Okay, so what time was it now?
It was 10 o'clock when we went to go check out the press room.
At least we made it past 9, right?
Right, and it was still pouring out.
Hey, this is the sign for the press room. I don't know how to get in there.
When we got there, the windows were completely blacked out and the spot was empty.
Press room. Live music, 7 nights.
Seriously, are they closed on a Friday night? I mean, they clearly are, but...
Did they shut down?
Turns out they did shut down. A little over a month before.
I'm so disappointed about the fact that they're closed.
But it didn't take us too long to find something else.
So on the same block, we stumbled into this very large, bald dude sitting on a bar stool outside of a very loud and very interesting-looking bar. Jimmy was worried the guy wouldn't let him in because of his microphone.
Hey. Can we bring this in?
I don't know what is it.
It's just a little
audio. Anal probe?
No.
Turns out this was another one of Sarah and Carl's favorite spots. D Street Tavern.
I like it because where I'm standing right now, the floor is sticky, which is always a good sign of a legitimate bar.
It's true.
Everything in here is probably sticky.
So at this point, I picked up a round of highly questionable Jello shots for everybody. This was Carl and Sarah's idea, by the way. And by that time it was...
So it's 10:30 on the nose. Carl and Sarah just took off. We're over at the D Street Tavern, karaoke central of the world.
Can I just say that we didn't specifically say that we wanted to stay out with them all night, but, I mean,
it's 10:30? Come on, team, that's minor leagues.
There was an impromptu dance floor, pool. Jimmy and I were trying to put our finger on what we were digging about this place.
It was a townie bar.
Which you totally loved.
I did, and I loved the people we met there.
The lady that's at the bar right now, that is my Aunt Marge. Her husband owns this bar.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. So I know...
Your royalty!
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Patty.
Patty.
She was born and raised in Portsmouth. We spotted her at the bar with her friend and, of course, a pint in her hand.
And she was wearing the cleanest Larry Bird jersey I've ever seen.
Can I tell you, this is an original.
Is that really?
Yeah, Larry Bird gave this to my father years ago. Like,
you have so much street cred right now.
I asked Patty to drop some Portsmouth knowledge on us. She says if we want to see late night fights, Gilly is the spot. I tell her we had a little pub action and are enjoying the live music. But now it was time for something else.
So if I want to dance after this, where do I go?
The Gaslight all day, yeah.
I remember that it was actually pretty tough convincing you to leave.
Oh, get out of here. If I remember right, it was you that was getting pretty close to stretching your karaoke muscles.
That last guy did not know the rhythm of Teenage Dirtbag.
Fair enough. Anyway, it was time for a different venue. Speaking of time, clock check?
When we rolled up to the club, it was 11:30. We had an hour and a half until bar close. At this point, the rain had cleared, and there were about a dozen people dressed up in their Tinder best waiting in line. And that wasn't all.
Hold on, is that a velvet rope? Okay, so we're in Portsmouth right now. We're at the Gaslight, and we literally have a velvet rope situation.
Jimmy, you sound a little skeptical there.
Listen, there was a velvet rope. I'm just saying, this seemed a little fancy for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire can have velvet rope. Anyway, that's when security spotted you with your recording gear.
Yeah, and since we didn't plan ahead, we were probably a bizarre sight to see. Anyways, after a little schmoozing, we were skipping the line like a couple of big shots.
Can I grab him too?
Grab him too. Yeah. Go ahead.
TQ!
3 floors later, there we were.
My name's Brandon. I'm the head of security. So if you need anything, Jimmy, let me know.
Okay.
The dance floor was kind of smaller than I thought, and then the bar area was much bigger than I would have thought. And there was a lot of VIP sections.
And apparently on Friday nights they get up to 150 people, even more on Saturdays. But you knew it was a real spot because they even had their own customized pens.
There was also some really interesting people there.
How about I get you an interview with a retired New England Patriot?
That'd be solid.
This is definitely a little radio magic in action.
Alright, for starters, my name is Patrick Pass. I'm in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. At the famous Gaslight, where everyone comes to party, have a good time.
3-time Super Bowl champ and retired New England Patriot, Patrick Pass, was hanging out in the VIP, sectioned off by more of those fancy velvet ropes.
So this is the part of the night where I got the impression, Jimmy, you were like, okay, Portsmouth is starting to feel pretty legit.
There was a random football player in the VIP. Of course it was. I was very surprised.
Is it weird that he was this far north in the offseason?
No, it's very unusual because you don't see guys like myself that comes this far north, because a lot of guys, when they're done football, they either go back to the place where they was born or play college football.
Patrick was running his 5th annual Skills and Drills camp across the state. When we asked him how he'd improve Portsmouth nightlife, he said there needed to be more spots for the grown and sexy, like some nice cocktail lounges.
So once you stopped talking about his Super Bowl ring...
It was impressive.
It was. It was very nice. I was just wandering around for like 20 minutes. By that time, it was 12:15, so 45 minutes to bar close.
Back to the streets.
What are you guys doing?
Exactly. This is Lynette, and we met her with her friend Melinda. The two of them have spent over a decade in Portsmouth service industry. So I asked if they could... What would they change about this place?
I wish places stayed open there. Yeah. This is ridiculous. We're trying to find places and we're like, nothing open. It's the most frustrating thing. And then I'm like, okay, let me go read my book or watch Netflix.
You know, like in New York and Boston, they are open until like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm.
So that's what most people are used to. And if they come and visit anybody down here, it's like, oh, like, let's go out at 11. It's like, well, everybody's either hammered at that point or you literally have an hour and a half and then you're done.
They say Portsmouth needs more places to dance, to push back bar close, and to add more late-night dining options.
It's 12:20?
Yeah.
So, like, you have 40 minutes to, like, get it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to get it
in. Okay.
How'd you feel about me giving out your Facebook information?
Well, you know, I mean, I barely use it, so.
Do you have Facebook?
I do.
Is it weird? Can I add you?
Yeah. My name's Taylor Quimby.
It was funny when I realized they friended me later.
Instantly.
Okay, add me. Okay.
Bye, team. Have fun. Enjoy your 40 minutes.
At this point, we still had to confirm that Portsmouth didn't completely shut down at bar close, and that meant finding an after bar.
Well, hold on. When you say an after bar,
yeah,
what do you mean? I'm still confused about what that means.
Okay, an after bar is essentially an after-hours place, hopefully a bar, possibly a house of some sort or a residence, that invites folks in to enjoy themselves after hours.
Okay, so Friendly Toast is down there, and that's definitely a restaurant that we can eat food in.
Okay.
I don't know about these after bars, because that sounds like an establishment that doesn't exist in New Hampshire.
So we decided to grab some eats at the Friendly Toast, which was one of a few places still serving.
All the way till 2 a.m.
Right. Here we go. We're entering the Friendly Toast.
And the toast was jam-packed. Even more impressive, it picked up the longer we were in there.
By the time we got our food, it was 1:30. Taylor went with a breakfast burrito, and for myself...
You got pancakes?
I got pancakes. Yeah, look at... Oh my gosh, look at those pancakes. They're beautiful.
They're gigantic.
Thank you so much.
So, Jimmy, what did we learn about Portsmouth?
I'm going to be surprisingly cool on this, but there are limited options with an early bar close... And just a few late-night dining options.
Dude, come on. You had such a good time.
But it was a great night. I had a blast. I'm just saying, if you work second shift in this state, you probably spend a lot of late nights with Netflix.
Yeah.
TQ, what did you learn?
I think it's all relative. Most nights, I'm home with Netflix anyway, so by comparison, I thought our night out in Portsmouth was pretty crazy.
Look at this pancake, man. I would marry this pancake.
Ooh. Black beans.
And that after bar never happened.
It's because after bars aren't a thing.
I would marry this pancake, he says. Marry a pancake.
Carl and Jimmy may not be satisfied with New Hampshire's bar scene, but it is not a temperate state. A 2014 report from the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism found that per capita consumption of hard alcohol in the state is nearly twice the national average and the highest volume for any state. So there is plenty of drinking going on, maybe just at home. And we can hope, not out driving. But we would love to hear what you think. Is New Hampshire the state where all-nighters go to die? Whose job is it to ignite the nightlife? Businesses? Lawmakers? Citizens? Do state liquor laws need some tweaking? And are there enough places for you to dance? You can leave your comments at Word of Mouth Radio on Facebook or on Twitter at Word of Mouth using the hashtag OnlyInNH.